and they got as far as Axon, Georgia, the little town, mm-hmm. 8 miles from Pearson. It was, I don't know what, it wasn't called Axon then, because when I was a girl it was called McDonald's, and what it was called before that I don't know. But anyway, they stopped there and rested overnight. I don't know whether they camped on the way or what they did. But the grandmother went down to the creek nearby. I guess it was Red Bluff that ran through there. A nice creek, and caught a little string of fish. And she came back up with her string of fish. And you know, they cooked out, you know, and to cook them for their supper. And it must have been good fish, because they liked it very much. And they were on the way to Florida, and they were spending the night and start going. And she liked it around there. She said, well, said, for all this, we know, this might be Florida. Why don't we just stay here?
Didn't know the difference. But she did get some money from a land grant of land in Florida later, after he died. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know when.
Because Georgia didn't have land grant after the War of 1812.
Right? No, they didn't. I found that out in archives in Atlanta.
Does nothing have to do with Brush here?
Yes, it's over. Let me go find it and separate. I've got a bunch of them in here. The one he had the other day.
Come on, my friend. Let's just get some Brush.
He went on back with his daddy. No.
Well, here we've got his teeth brushed.
No, you didn't.
No, all right. Yeah. Must have been someone else's teeth that brushed.
Uh-huh, you got them all cleaned up.
No, that tasty.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to the group outside. I'm going to chase you right now. You curl up with us. We'll just visit for a while.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be in the second grade next year.
Well, when did you go off to college?
I went off to college in 28. I graduated in 28 and I went to in 28, and your mama was a senior, and I was a freshman, and I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Ashamed of it.
What did you do then?
I was so homesick. You know, I didn't build home at that time, or far, except with parents. And we didn't get to come home to Thanksgiving. And so I just came home. When I went home Christmas, I was ready to stay. And Papa's ready to let you, but Mama wasn't. She said, you're going to finish this year. And the next year, I went to Norman, and I liked it.
How many different?
The rules were totally different. At the time, they were very... Now, there wasn't a minute, wasn't a lot of things that I wanted to do, but I hated to be fenced in. But at Norman, you didn't have that. It was different.
What kind of rules did they have at Tift?
Well, you couldn't go. If you went uptown, you had to sign out, and you had to go in fours, and...
Well, she was a freshman.
Everything you got off the campus, you had to sign out to do it. And then at that time, I wasn't a very good sport about initiations.
Were they putting you through some initiation?
Well, you went through about 2 weeks of carrying around where the bill was waiting and all sorts of stuff of that. And
it was very
of course
long.
It was later on they'd been all right, but at the time I didn't appreciate it.
Did you have to wear a silly hat?
Something silly on it. I don't want no, it's just that.
What do you
even do? With eating, you there were certain rules about your eating, what you'd eat with. Uh-huh.
What do you remember about the initiation?
And bowing to the seniors and to this, that, and other. And
did you ever have to bow to monks?
probably did. You didn't. But I've never been accustomed to bowing much. Probably spoiled.
She was spoiled.
Oh, baby.
You've been very unhappy.
I blamed it
all like, the year.
I didn't really like to stay away from home, but
no, she didn't like it then.
Not that year.
Where did you go to Norman the next year?
Huh?
Did you go to Norman the very next year?
Yeah, and then I started teaching after 2 years. And I got my degree in summer. Mm-hmm. And
were you 17 then when you started teaching, or 18? You see. You finished over there in
1930.
In 1930, that's right. Mm-hmm. You were born in 1912.